Efforts to decriminalize marijuana, or even legalize it, have been moving forward in many states across the country, although the effort was not gaining much traction here in Virginia. That is, until Democrats took over the General Assembly last month. Now, members of the House of Delegates are poised to pass a decriminalization bill introduced by Majority Leader Sharnell Herring.
Well, I mean, there's still a civil penalty if it's more than a half an ounce. I don't think it encourages drug use, but the reality is that people are using marijuana and the arrests are disproportionate. And so this is an attempt to address that.
During a debate on the House floor, Republican delegate Nick Rush said he was concerned decriminalization would end up creating a larger market of people who want to use marijuana, who would then be forced to purchase it from people who are acting illegally.
So what you're doing is setting people up for failure. You're creating a larger market and then punishing the people that supply that. I mean, the better route would be either legalization or what we're doing now.
Do you support legalization?
I haven't come to that conclusion yet. I am obviously still studying that issue. It hasn't been in a committee that I've been in front of, but I would rather legalize than do what we're doing now.
The effort for full legalization has already been set aside for this year, although it might come back again next year. And decriminalization might end up being a step toward full legalization eventually. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.